Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, Danny.
I have a new idea for something we can do on the podcast. This is a completely revolutionary idea. My idea is that I'll read the news. What do you think about that?
That sounds awesome.
Okay. Well, I'm on MSN right now, so I'll just... MSN Sports, so I'll just... It looks like the top story is Brett Favre... Retires? Question mark?
You don't get your news from just one source, do you?
No. Oh, no. I do extensive research.
Because you have to shop around.
No, yeah. I mean...
You have to check the sources.
American newspapers are you know, you...
And follow the
You
leads.
Can't get the real story. I go to BBC. Because they'll tell you what's... Or just even more inside, like, indie newspapers. They'll tell you what's really up. You know what I mean? Anyway, but...
Anyway, what happened?
Brett Favre retiring? Future Hall of Famer Brett Favre...
Are you reading from a script right now? Are you reading right off the website?
Yeah.
Or is this your words?
No, I'm reading.
Okay.
I'm reading. Future Hall of Famer Brett Favre was going to retire. But now he doesn't want to retire anymore.
Why not?
I'm reading here, Chris. I don't. Well, I'll get to that.
Well, is it going to be a dialogue where you tell me the news, or are you reporting?
Oh, you.
The
I
audience?
See. You want to get in on? Yeah. You
no,
can
I don't know.
That.
I just don't know how this
I
is supposed
either.
To work.
Well, he. I'll just keep reading. He's flip flopping. Some say, on whether he should retire. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not reading this. But this is pretty comprehensive. I've done a lot of research. I'm going to tell you what's going on. So, Brett Favre, he, you know...
I heard that he pissed off the owners.
Well,
and
yeah.
He pissed off that kid who's taken over for him. What's his name?
Aaron Rodgers.
He pissed that kid off. Or he pissed off a lot of... I think he pissed off a lot of suits.
Basically, I'll tell you something right now. I think all of Green Bay, Wisconsin is a little perturbed with Brett Favre.
He's like me. I piss off the suits.
Really?
Because I speak my mind, and they can't handle it.
Okay. Well, give me an example of a time when you may have... No, you don't have to give me an example.
I don't have to, and I won't. The suits want me to give an example, and so do you. I piss you off, too.
Who are the suits? I don't even know.
These fucking... The guys that tell you how to run things, but they don't know what they're talking about.
Like, they think they run things, but they're not really running. They don't run your life.
They push... I'll tell you what they run. They run a pencil across the paper.
Okay.
A piece of paper.
Is it saying something?
And I'll tell you what they don't run.
Cursive?
But I'll tell you what they don't run. They don't run me.
Fair enough.
Just like how Brett Favre doesn't run
you with Brett Favre.
The game.
Brett
football.
Okay, so Brett Favre, he was going to retire, and then anyway, there's just this big controversy. And now Brett Favre,
do you like Brett Favre?
I used to like Brett Favre. He
as a quarterback or as a man?
As a human. As a human. Anyway, can I continue with the story? People want to know what's up with Brett
right.
Favre.
Right, no one's stopping you, so go ahead.
So Brett Favre, there. See
what about Aaron Rodgers? What do you know about that kid?
I don't
he
know.
He looks good
he,
to me.
He came out of Cal.
I like his arm.
What about his arm?
He came out of camp looking strong.
He came out of Cal. That was the college you went to. And
I'm saying camp, training camp.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know how these things work.
Well,
and I'm making this up.
The Packers are trying to get him. They drafted him a couple of years ago really high, and they have high expectations for him, but he hasn't had a chance to play, so now they...
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
Well, three years ago, I think.
Kid's got strong legs. I don't know if you've seen him, but his legs and his arms both look strong.
I don't know that I actually have seen Aaron Rodgers. I've heard a lot of talk about him.
And he looks smart, like he'd be good under pressure.
What does he look like?
He just looks keen.
Okay. Well, I think he's going to be tough because he's going to be under a lot of pressure this year. Because he's going to, let's say they keep Brett Favre. If he's Brett Favre's his backup, can you imagine the kind of pressure that is? Like,
God, that's a hell of a pressure.
Anytime.
I wouldn't wish that pressure on my worst enemy.
Hey, let me tell you something.
I wish I had that kind of water pressure in my shower. That's how much pressure it's going to be.
I don't wish that, because every shower you'd be pinned against the wall.
I know. That's what I like that. That's
what you live for in a shower. Let me move to another story. So Manny Ramirez got traded. This is the local story because we're down here in L.A. Manny Ramirez got traded.
This is all sports. This isn't news. This is just sports, right?
Sports news.
Sports
news is news.
Hold on, I have to ask you a question. Okay. Manny Ramirez is the Dodgers, right? Don't they have a Hanny Ramirez?
Hanny Ramirez?
Don't they?
I don't think they have.
Look into it. I think they do.
What's the first name?
Hanny.
I can't tell if you're trying to be funny or...
No, I'm not trying to be funny.
The look you're giving me is like you really think there's a Hanny Ramirez.
No, I swear to God, I think there's a Hanny Ramirez.
They just got Manny Ramirez.
We might have to go to commercial so we can fact check. I know they got Manny Ramirez. I'm saying prior to that, predating Manny was Hanny. This isn't a joke.
It's possible.
And I'm pretty sure there's going to be like Hanny and Manny t-shirts coming out.
Ramirez is a pretty common last name.
And Hanny is a really common first name.
I don't know about that.
It's cross-cultural. Seriously, check it out because I don't want to sound like an asshole.
Well, we can go check this out right now. You keep talking while I'm checking this out.
So sports... This will be a regular thing. We'll do sports talk. We'll just do a sports report, and then maybe some weather and some traffic.
Well, what's good about me doing...
Headlines, sometimes.
What's good about me doing sports talk sort of thing is that it's going to be topical always, because people are going to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, every 3 months they'll get their sport updates.
There is a Hanny Ramirez.
What did I tell you?
Hang on. What team does he play for? Ramirez leaves with shoulder injury. No, it's Hanley Ramirez. Wait. He was on the Marlins?
Oh, maybe he didn't play for the Dodgers. Well, whatever. Do you think Manny Ramirez is going to be good for the Dodgers?
Yeah, I do. He's good for whatever team he plays for a little while, but then he gets an attitude after a little while.
Yeah.
But he performs.
Well, you just say that because you don't like Dominican people.
It's not the only reason I say that.
Is he Dominican? And isn't it Dominicans that you hate?
Not just Dominicans. I hate a lot of people.
I heard that they didn't get anything for him. Hardly.
Who?
Boston didn't get hardly anything.
No, Manny Ramirez is a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but do you think he's at the end of his road?
No, he can still hit. And that's why I'm still surprised that Barry Bonds... I'll tell you what's bizarre, is that Manny Ramirez came to the National League. That's what I find weird, because I think what should have happened is... This is getting a little inside. This is like a sports podcast.
Well, we're extreme insiders.
But they should have kept him in the American League, because Manny Ramirez is an amazing hitter. He's probably the best right-handed hitter since Joe DiMaggio. He really is. He's a great hitter. I mean... But he's not a great fielder, so they should have kept him in the American League, and a team should have picked him up and just put him at DH.
I always thought I would have been the best right-handed hitter since DiMaggio, but it hurt my wrist.
Really?
That was a long time ago, and I don't like to talk about it.
Well, would you talk about it?
I guess I should open up sometime.
I mean, now seems like as good a time as any. So what happened?
Well, nothing. I was just really awesome at hitting. And then... Like all good things, eventually it came to an end. That's all I want to say about this.
Can I ask a couple questions about it?
All right, shoot.
Well, first of all, I didn't even know you played baseball. I knew you. Did you play in high school?
I don't talk about that.
Did you play in high school?
Not officially for a high school. I didn't pick sides. I didn't play on a team. But they wanted me to play.
All right. Now, how did you hurt your wrist?
Playing
baseball?
Yeah. I swung really hard. I swung too hard. Because I swung with heart. That's what everybody always said.
Like, I did everything your coach? With heart.
No, I just did everything with heart. That's the way I did it. I swung with heart and I ran with heart. And
All right.
I exercised with heart. And I did a video for Little Leaguers, and it was all about running and hitting with your heart. And it helped out a lot. I think a lot of future Hall of Famers probably watched that video and learned.
You mean they're going to be they wouldn't be coming into the league yet, right? I mean,
these are little leaguers,
but right,
future Hall of Famers.
But later, so basically, maybe 50 years from now, we can expect a whole lot of acceptance speeches into the Hall of Fame saying, "I'd like to thank Chris Clemens."
I don't know. Let me put it this way: what if your hero told you to play with your heart? What do you think you'd do? Not play with your heart? I think you'd play with your heart.
How are you these kids' heroes when you didn't even play for a high school baseball team?
Well, I think my legend preceded me.
Would have had to precede you because you didn't do anything. So I don't know how it couldn't have followed in your footsteps.
Well, I don't think changing orphans' lives for the better is called not doing anything.
You changed orphans' lives for the better?
Well, you know where we came from. There was a lot of kids that might not – they were orphans. They might not have been orphans, but their parents didn't care about them. And
you saved a couple orphans. That doesn't make – I mean,
who hasn't? I don't like to talk about this because for two reasons. One, I'm modest. And two, it's just painful to think about dreams that could have been.
Your dreams or these kids' dreams?
All of our dreams. That's why it's so painful.
So that was your dream, was to become a big league baseball player?
No, my dream was to help people. Why don't you try listening? And I did, so I guess it was a dream fulfilled.
Dream come true.
I guess there's only one reason I don't like talking about it. It's because I'm modest. I didn't fail.
But you never... Did you play Little League at least?
I played all leagues.
But not high school.
Whatever league you got. No, because I didn't want to go professional. And I felt that high school...
High school was like... It's like a gateway drug to professional baseball.
True.
High school is the marijuana of the major leagues.
Here's what you don't get. There's so much politics in high school baseball.
It's all right.
And there's a lot of money that exchanges hands behind the scenes.
Really? I can't imagine how much money is going around.
There's a lot of backs that get scratched that you don't know about.
Okay.
There's a lot of pies.
Did you scratch any bags?
There's a lot of pies that don't have pie boxes that don't have pies in them, but didn't have cash in them.
Is that an analogy or something that
actually
happened?
No, that's not an analogy. That's
it's
a real thing.
It's just like pie boxes became like the traditional way of doing it. Was there a story behind that?
Well, I'm talking about bribery, and I don't want to say too much.
But I'm
not going to name names.
I didn't ask you to name names. I'm still trying to figure out this pie box thing.
Well, I shouldn't
people would put money in pie boxes.
I don't want to. I shouldn't say much more because I'm afraid for my life and I'm modest.
Well, why are you
Have
afraid?
Have you ever heard of the pancake breakfast?
Is the band?
No, the pancake breakfast. It's a tradition in baseball, Little League. The pancake breakfast.
I've heard of it, I guess. Yes. Yes,
dirty.
I have.
It's just dirty.
The pancakes are...
No. I don't even want to go into it.
Well, like, give me...
I don't want to go into it. There's a lot of dirt that goes around.
You keep bringing up a lot of things that you don't want to go into.
Well, I can't say more.
There's a lot of dirt under a lot of fingernails. You're talking about the pancake breakfast where kids would sell tickets to a pancake breakfast.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the kids that go around selling chocolate bars?
Yeah.
And washing cars? Uh-huh. And selling baked goods?
Right.
I can't say more.
You're just curious if I've seen them? That's all you can say?
I just don't want to go into it.
Okay. Well...
The bottom line is I helped a lot of people. And I kept a lot of kids from suicide.
And you're modest. That's the other bottom line.
I try to be.
Okay, well... I gotta tell you, this. It comes across as a little bit of a surprise to me, Chris, because sometimes we play wiffle ball. Your wrist doesn't seem to bother you there.
I hold back. That's what I've always. That's always been my problem. I hold back too much. I'm not enough heart. I'm all skill and effort, but not effort. No, I'm all skill. Effort's another word for heart.
So you have the skill. What you're telling me now is that you
problem. Here's what
if
I have.
you had potential to be the greatest player ever, but you just didn't care enough to try. Is that what you're saying?
Well, let me try to put it to you a better way.
All right.
I had all of the skill. And all of the heart. And all of the modesty. But it was my damn wrist. That's always been my problem. Okay,
tell me how this wrist got hurt. So you, was this in a real game? Was this in a Little League game you swung?
I'm going to tell you exactly how it hurt, got hurt.
Okay.
It got hurt because I cared too much. That's, that's the first time I've ever said this.
I don't know that that's exactly how it got hurt.
That's not what the doctors will tell you.
They told you it was... it.
Like, no, wait a minute. That it, there's one doctor who will tell you that's what happened. My cardiologist. If my heart was too big.
Alright.
I'm just kidding. I mean heart, like, metaphorically.
Okay, you don't mean you have, like, elephantitis of the heart.
No, but I really don't want to say
so
too
why don't
much
you
more.
Go into coaching or something, maybe? I don't know. I feel like you could still
I
be
do,
in...
I'm in coaching. Life coaching.
For who?
Just people who need help. I'm freelance.
Give me an example of the last
well,
person you
Well, tell me
helped.
Somebody who needs help, and I'll give you an example of someone who I will, whose life I will touch.
My mom. She could use a big, strong man around the house. Like, she could stand to have someone come help her move stuff around and just kind of encourage her. Or my dad. There's another person who could use help.
He Good. I'm make a list, because I like to help people. That's what I'm about.
Well...
But I don't want to talk too much about it because I'm getting embarrassed.
Don't look embarrassed.
Well, I hide it well because I don't want to embarrass you.
All right.
I try to keep people from feeling embarrassed. That I'm so modest it embarrasses people, and I try to tone it down so it's not embarrass people. But I don't want to talk too much more about that because I'm getting embarrassed now.
Okay. Well, let's talk more about...
But it's just about helping people. And it's not all about taking credit and getting your face on the cover of Sports... Digest
was your
magazine.
Was your face on the cover of Sports Digest magazine ever?
Well, I don't think that's a real magazine, so I can't say for sure.
You're the one that said Sports Digest.
I'm saying
magazine.
It's not about that. Listen.
Well, what is? So it's about helping people.
It's about helping people.
Okay.
Even if you're not the greatest right-handed hitter since Joe DiMaggio, which is what I was.
So at 10 years old, people were already predicting this.
It's about modesty. And it's about helping people.
I mean,
and I don't want to talk any more about it.
We're both 27 years old. I've known you for more than, I've known you 15 years. This is the first I've ever heard about you being even semi good at baseball.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I hurt both of my wrists.
Both of your wrists. How did you do that?
Well, I remember I told you I hurt one of my wrists. I'm sick of it. I have to let you know the truth. I hurt both of them.
At the same time?
Different times.
How'd you do the second one?
I don't want to go into it.
All right.
But I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It was because I cared too much. And that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Next topic.
Next topic. Okay.
You're going on with the news. What about Hanny Ramirez?
Yeah. I didn't even...
He's in the news. The Marlins are giving him to L.A.?
Hanny... Wow, I can't even believe we talked about Hanny. I want to know more. Did you play any other sports?
I played every sport, just about.
Did you play basketball?
Well, for fun.
Were you good?
Yes.
How good?
I don't know. Incredibly good?
Let me ask you. If you had to pick one sport that you were going to succeed at, like I guess that you excelled at more than any other sport, what would it be?
I made up a sport.
Really?
That's a combination of hockey and basketball and baseball and cricket.
What was it called?
It's called cracketball.
Cracketball. Actually, it's kind of a catchy name, to be honest. No, I'm surprised you came
I'm
up with that.
I'm surprised it didn't
quick.
Take off.
I guess I am too. What was cracketball? And that was the sport that you were the best at?
Yes.
Well, I guess you didn't really have a lot of competition. Did anyone else know about this sport?
Lots.
Lots of people?
Lots of kids.
Really? And you...
Lots of inner city minority impoverished orphans.
Where...
It's taken off. It took off.
We're from, a small town. There weren't a lot of inner city impoverished orphans in our town. I was kidding about that, Orphan Alley, Utah. We're just from a small hick town.
I know. We're not talking about your personal life story right now.
It took... Sorry.
Get out of your own head.
It took off in where? Like Chicago inner cities or like, I mean...
It's just one of those things that just takes off at life of its own. You don't even... You planted a seed and you didn't even realize it started growing. You know what I mean?
I do. I never heard of this, though. I've never heard of it.
I feel like I've almost never heard of it.
But it was huge.
I think it is huge.
It still is huge.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't have heard of it because I'm not like, I don't know, the inner city games, things like that. Is this like stickball? Like it used to be like kids would play stickball because they were too poor to afford.
No, it's not like that at all. It's like the X Games.
How so?
Well, it's extreme.
Okay.
Any other? For one. And for two, it's just constantly changing. It's awesome. I mean, you make up the rules as you go along.
Okay.
To life.
To life.
And my rule is always have fun. Stay modest and help people.
All right. Can you tell me some of the rules of Cracketball?
I will in a minute. First, I want to quote Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay.
He always used to say, "What? Talk quiet."
The way you preface that,
carry a big stick,
is as though you and Theodore used to hang out. Like used to say that.
You're being silly.
Okay.
Sorry. And what I always say.
Well, I'm sorry. Say what he would used to say.
He always said, "Speak quietly, but carry with you a large stick." That's what Teddy Roosevelt used to say.
Okay.
And what I say is, talk loud and carry a big heart and plenty of hugs.
What?
Because
carry hugs with you.
When you talk loud, people can hear you. When you have a big heart, they know that you've got love. And then when you bring hugs, you share your love. And then people will be more open to listening to you and your ideas about new sports. And that's how you help people.
Like Cracketball. Okay. Well, now can you talk about some of the rules of Cracketball?
Cracketball is like a cross between volleyball and NASCAR. But it's all on ice.
I can't even imagine how this game is played.
And there is batting.
Betting or batting?
Well, both, but only batting is legal.
Has anyone been banned?
How do you not bet on that?
That's true.
And horse racing.
There's horse racing involved in it, or it's like horse racing?
Have you ever seen roller derby where girls get on roller skates
and
skate around in circles? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, think about horse racing. Horse racing goes around a circle too, right?
Right.
But it's on ice.
And the horses are on roller skates, you told me earlier.
Well, now you're being silly.
I'm sorry. I just, I don't know where that came from.
But yes, they are. It's a silly sport, but it's serious.
Well, because people are betting on it, so...
People take it seriously.
I've, again, never heard of this.
I'm a purist, and I don't gamble on any sports. The only thing the only stakes I put in is I'm all in with when it comes to heart.
All right.
You ever heard that poker term, all in?
Yeah, I've heard that term.
But it's all... I'm all in with heart and determination.
I'm going to be honest.
And try to call my bluff, because I never bluff. Is that a bluff? No.
Chris, I'm finding out so much about your life that you've been keeping secret from me. I feel like I hardly know you. I feel like I've known you forever, but then I'm finding all this stuff out. Cracketball. I mean, this seems like a huge deal, and you never even told me about it?
Well, to be honest, I thought everyone knew.
So I'm just in the dark on this. I just never heard of it. Because I pay attention to sports, too. I kind of follow sports.
Well, this is not for profit.
This is a non-profit.
So it doesn't get as much
coverage.
And it's not for monetary profit. It's for social profit. And some say that's the biggest profit in the world.
I'm a little off. I don't see.
We're getting a little off. This has nothing to do with the sports news. So you got me off on a tangent, and now nobody knows what's new in sports.
I feel like this is maybe even more important than
it's not
Brett
new.
Favre.
This is old news. People don't want to hear about this. They're sick of hearing about it.
About Cracketball. Everyone's sick of Cracketball.
What's up with Brett Favre? Is he coming back or what?
I don't know. And I really want
to... You think he should come back?
I don't care. I really want to know more about Cracket Ball.
I'm telling you, Cracket Ball, it's old news.
Did you play Cracket Ball? You said that was the sport that you probably would excel at most.
I discovered the sport.
Did you discover it or create it? Oh, you created
it. I discovered it in my mind, and I created it based on my drawings.
We're running out of time, but another day, Chris, I'm going to have to... Maybe even off the podcast, I'm going to have to find out more about Cracket Ball.
I really am embarrassed right now because you put me on the spot, and I told you how modest I am.
Yeah, and I know. You've told me
to waste 20 minutes answering questions that just a common paparazzi would ask me.
Yeah, you've told me 7 or 8 times how modest you are, so I picked up that you're modest. And we'll get into it more another time. This podcast, we're running out of time, so I'll talk to you later, Christopher.
Now cracking for the Orville Orphan Seasons, Christopher Clemens.